Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Court strikes down preferred pronoun law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the California 3rd District Court of Appeals ruled 3-0 that a 2017 state law requiring employees at long-term care facilities to use a patient's preferred pronoun violates the First Amendment right to free speech. This is a good decision, 3-0, and it is a common sense decision as well.
I've never heard of a law that would criminalize someone for using particular speech.
Well, this is California, Holly.
This is California.
And that's what this does, criminalizing you for not using a person's preferred pronoun. The violations could be prosecuted as misdemeanors, and the violators could face up to 180 days in jail and a $2,500 fine.
So this is regarding employees that were working in long-term healthcare facilities like nursing homes, things like that. So if the patient said, who is biologically a man, says, I want to be called she, that employee could actually get days in jail as well as a fine for using the biological sex pronoun of that person.
Yeah, and so,
that's
nuts. Most people, when we're thinking about this, you think, well, it's just one pronoun or the other.
Right.
He or she, her or him. Well, no. When you look at the pronouns that these LGBTQ people have listed, it's a long list. It's a long list. So it's not just he to she or she to he. It can be a person wants to be called they. Yeah, that's right, plural. They want to be called they or their.
What about Z or something?
Well, you know, that's a singular, but wanting to be called a plural.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that literally want to be called a plural pronoun. They is their preferred pronoun.
So they're not just one person, they're a crowd. Is that what they think? They're they.
But then there's also Z. It's like Z is like you're neither male nor female. Or you could have a combination of mix. I want to be called mix instead of mister. And that is that you are a mixture. You are male and female. You're either one versus the other. Male is a female is a male. Or you're plural. Or you're neither male nor female. Or you're male and female at the same time. Or you're sometimes male, sometimes female, sometimes both, sometimes neither. I mean, this
list... Easy for you to say, Matt.
This list is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. You ought to look at the long list of these so-called preferred pronouns. I mean, you'd have to have a memory bank that is quite extensive.
But it's so sad when you get to it. I mean, people just totally deny that they are amazing creations of God, and He has created them perfectly and wonderfully. And to deny that and try to embrace this LGBT ideology is tragic.
And then to require people under criminal penalty to go along with a false narrative and to use the government's language to lie. I mean, that's exactly what was happening. It's a 2017 California law passed by the legislature, SB 2019, which added this is the name of the bill, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents Bill of Rights to its health and safety code. A key stipulation in the bill prohibited staff members of long-term care facilities from willfully and repeatedly referring to a facility resident by other than the resident's preferred name or pronoun when clearly informed of the name and pronoun. Now, repeatedly, if you have somebody that has these weird pronouns, and I'm not talking just about a man wants to be called a woman or a woman wants to be called a man, but all these other combinations, and there's lots of them. How are you going to remember it? And you have these different patients, and now this person is going to be they, and that person in the same room is going to be he. No, I guess it's she, and you make a mistake. Criminal. So taking offense, it's a non-incorporated association, filed a lawsuit, and the court ultimately wrote in the opinion, the free speech clause protects a wide variety of speech a listener may find offensive, including insulting speech based on race, national origin, or religious beliefs. Also, one of the other judges concurred and says that the state legislature chose a prophylactic remedy to eliminate misuse of pronouns that just went too far. We conclude the pronoun provision, whether enforced through criminal or civil penalties, is over-inclusive. It's unconstitutional, and it ultimately violates the First Amendment.
You know, we still need to continue. I mean, this is a great decision. We still need to continue for this health and safety code, because right now, residents, if they decide they want to, you know, be in the opposite sex room or something like that, that's still allowed.
That's still allowed.
So
yeah, this is just on the speech thing.
Yeah, this is still more work in this, but this is a great decision.
So a man now, if you have a care facility and there's more than one people, more than one person in that room,
right?
Or there's obviously these restrooms, men and women restrooms in these long-term care facilities. Now the man wants to be in the woman's room, or the man wants to go to the woman's restroom. Now these women that are in these long-term care facilities, as an example, at this juncture of their life, many of them don't have a choice.
Right.
Either their family is not taking care of them, or their family can't take care of them, and they need this assistance. So they're in this place, a place where they never thought they would be. If you've not ever gone to volunteer in a long-term care facility, a nursing home, I encourage you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I first did that when I was in college. There was a nursing home not very far from the college, and I went there on the weekends and I preached. And for me, it was good experience to learn, you know, preaching as I was studying for the ministry. Had a captive audience. But these were some of the most amazing people that we would come there and we would gather them together. I remember this one lady, she would never come to be part of our worship service. We did it in the morning. We had one of the people that came in and played the piano. That was, I would wheel her down in a wheelchair and she played the piano until at one point she wasn't able to do that anymore, which is very sad. But there was one woman who would never come to our church service, and she was always dressed up nicely, and she would stand at the front door, always looking out, and I would go to her, "Would you like to come? We're just down the hallway." And you know, she never did. You know what she was doing? She was waiting for her son to come and visit her. And she did that weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend, and no one from the family ever came to visit her. And
you know,
that is so sad.
It breaks my heart, Matt. I mean, my mother was in assisted living for a while because I was her caretaker and had to do that regrettably for a while. And the same thing, I would visit her often, I would take care of her, and then I would just sit there and watch those people who never had any family come visit them. And I thought, how can you just leave your parent in a place like that and not come see them?
And so,
it's heartbreaking.
You know, your church, I encourage you to have an outreach to these nursing homes, these long-term care facilities. You know, when I was just a young man in college at the time, and I just naturally assumed, naively, that by the time somebody gets to that age, you know, that was something that they knew about, they accepted. It's like me thinking I'm going to be in a nursing home. That's not something that I envision. That's not something that's part of my long-term plan.
But you're still the same person inside. Whatever's going on outside, you're still that same person.
That's true. But the fact is that there's people that are there, and it was a real revelation to me, that never thought they would be there. And they're there because of their physical or mental condition, and there's not sufficient resources on the outside for one reason or another to care for them. And they are there. It's not like you choose to buy a home and this is where you are and this is your private place. You're in with other people and you don't have a choice. Now you have men that want to enter into your private facilities and you can't get away from them.
Right.
You can't get away from them. So we must protect our elders. And this particular law that was struck down is a good decision from the court to strike this down, because this presents a false narrative and reinforces something that is contrary to God's design. God created each one of us in His image, male and female. He created us. And this idea that you can just change your pronouns, change your, quote, sex, close quote, is a direct rebellion against God Almighty, the creator of the universe. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to litigate and defend religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.